Hosea, ya, ya, che, 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 ye, ye, no.
In the aftermath of the forcible removal of Indians who lived in the coveted lands of the Eastern Woodlands and the Central Plains, people of many Native nations found themselves in the unfamiliar territory of Oklahoma. Apache, Arapaho, Cheyenne, Caddo, Kiowa, Ponca, Comanche, Sioux, and many other tribes struggled to find relief from the devastating loss of lives and culture. In the midst of this struggle, a healing spirit traveled from the south. Nico Wind in today's tribal rhythms takes us to the heart of the Native American church.
In a large teepee, perhaps 30 or 40 feet in diameter, the people enter through an open flap and sit on the floor, forming a circle along the outer perimeter. A fire burns in the center of the teepee. It burns all night during a prayer meeting of the Native American church.
My grandfather always told me, Harry Primo, he said, when you do something, you're going to sing. Grandson, listen. He said, sing it right. He said, know what you're singing about. You know, try to remember the prayers, you know, that when we're singing, that's what it's about. You know, it's about keeping the Mother Earth turning.
Gerald Primo and his nephew Mike Primo grew up in the tradition of the Native American church. Gerald's father, Asa Primo, was a roadman and a carrier of the sacred pipe of the Yankton Sioux. The roadman leads the people in prayer during the all-night meetings.
I grew up on the reservation myself. You know, my family, we're always right there. The church grounds in Greenwood was where I learned. They used to have meetings once a month, every first of the month. You know, I used to go down there. Even with my dad moved us into the city temporarily to work, you know, we still, every that took that weekend out to go back down to Greenwood and take in meetings. And we used to try to sit up. And if we got tired, and my dad used to say, you're going to sleep, go outside. And so he used to take us outside in the car if we wanted to sleep. Otherwise, he told us to stay awake and try to pay attention, which I did.
The origins of the Native American church trace back 10,000 years to Mexico, where the people first discovered the sacred properties of a small spineless cactus called peyote. Peyote cactus buttons, found in a cave in southern Texas, date back to 5,000 BC. Ancient legend says that peyote came as a gift from the Creator to help people in peril.
The old people said it made the blind see, it healed the broken bones, and it came to us like that. But just to be acknowledged to where we won't have to get breaking the law or whatever. They made it into a church, and they put the Christianity teachings in there. So it came to our people like that.
In the early 1900s, the practices of the Native American church spread north onto the Great Plains. Gerald's great-grandfather, Samuel Nichols, chartered the church in South Dakota in 1915.
The white man was putting us on reservations, and they were saying we couldn't pray this way, we couldn't talk this way. They were saying that to us, and a woman fell behind when she was trying to keep up with her people, and she fell over, ready to just give herself up and die, you know. So maybe through the life she was carrying, you know, a plant was saying, talking to her, telling her, why don't you eat me? Eat me and you'll be well. This lady ate this medicine. She was able to get a little bit of strength to where she can sit up again. And she gathered all what she can around her, and she stayed there for about a week eating medicine. She was able to get her strength back. She was nourished. So she walked forward and she caught up with her people. She kind of shared with the medicine men what she found on the ground and how it talked to her, how it had some kind of life into it.
Oh, God, oh, God, yeah, yeah.
The prayer meeting begins at sundown and goes until the sun rises again the next morning. The roadmen and other singers sing four rounds of four songs each. In between each round, a bowl containing a thick peyote tea is passed, followed by long periods of prayer and contemplation. Gerald says the peyote is not used to bring vision or spiritual experience, but to bring healing into the body.
You go in to pray, you go in to eat medicine, you go in there to get healed, maybe encouraged to where, and they sing all night, and they pray all night to where by the time that sun comes up, it was a way of greeting that sun, greeting the new day to go forward. You know, that was the understanding that was taught into me.
The spiritual practices within the Native American church vary from tribe to tribe. Some incorporate Christian teachings and others remain close to tribal traditions. Common to all, however, is the water drum, a small kettle half filled with water and then stretched with a wet hide. As the hide dries out, the water is sloshed against it, producing a rich, resonant sound. The only other instrument used is a small gourd rattle. Both the drumstick and the handle of the shaker are often beaded with small, beautiful beads and topped with horsehair. Since the early 1900s, the Native American church has spread from one tribe to another across America despite opposition from political and religious corners. Although the cactus is considered a healing gift from God, used as a sacrament, in the eyes of the law, it is still a controlled substance. Opposition to government policy eventually led to the passing of the Native American Religious Freedom Act on August 11, 1978, which upheld the use of peyote for religious purposes by Native Americans. There are now 80 chapters of the Native American Church across 70 tribes, with a reported membership of 250,000 Native people.
You know, it actually came from our people, they came from the Presbyterian style of singing when they were teaching us how to talk English, and they had the songs, the Christian songs, but they turned it in and put Indian words in there. They put it in those words in there, and they just start harmonizing. You know, and the harmonizing part is what the belief, our belief is, we come from the plains, the rolling hills. Sometimes they say the Black Hills, when people used to sing a song, they wanted to carry out so everybody can hear it, carry out through the hills. So that's where that harmonizing, the voice, to kind of carry the tune.
The church provided a bridge between cultures and gave Native people a way to protect spiritual traditions against political efforts to remove them. When the sun rises, the prayer meeting comes to a close. The hide is removed from the drum, the water emptied, the sacred items carefully stored until the next prayer meeting of the Native American church. What began as an innovation, a response to loss, has now become part of the traditional life of men like Gerald Primo and his nephew Mike. They learned from their fathers and now carry the healing forward.
To me, I say traditional because of the style of it, because of some of the songs are, we use them to, you know, maybe pick somebody up, uplift their spirit maybe, hearing them, and then we try real hard because we want God to hear us.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nika Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milton Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nika Wind. Thanks to Gerald and Mike Primo for their words, their dedication, and their ongoing prayers. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up, Turtle Island storyteller Mary Louise Defender Wilson shares the story of the first flute used for courting. On Contemporary Rhythms, Milt Lee visits Dakota musical artist Jackie Bird.
My dad always would tell me, when you're making songs for the heart, you have to make them from the heart.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on Satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.